Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Crone. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Crone. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Connell moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer throws the ball into Spencer, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spencer scores. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski juggles the ball. That's an error on Jablonski. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Mays reaches second base with a double. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crone, and towards Spencer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0 for 1 in the game. Crone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Drott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Drott. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. Speak moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0 for 2 in the game. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Mays reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Neiman for a passed ball. Mays moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Giants. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thomas for a passed ball. Speak moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Morin reaches second base with a double. Speak scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Jim Constable now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grissom moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 4 in the game. Mueller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.